Welcome to the Center for Excellence in Preaching and our podcast and audio service. This is Scott Jose, director of the center, and I'm about to read to you an On Preaching article titled Remembering Our Story. This article was originally published in Perspectives magazine in May 1992. Remembering Our Story. I don't watch a television show like Star Trek expecting to gain insight into the Christian life and into preaching. But God is sometimes promiscuous in the means of grace. And so, in an old episode of Star Trek: The Next Generation, the crew of the USS Enterprise encounters a species of aliens whose language appears hopelessly incomprehensible. Oh, the aliens do speak English words, but they do so in an order and in a manner that baffles the valiant crew of the Enterprise, and it appears to hold little promise of meaningful dialogue. The aliens' speech is peppered with phrases like Shaka, when the walls fell, Timber, with open arms, Darmok and Jolad, on the ocean. Well, after much effort, Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the Enterprise realizes that these aliens are masters of image. Specifically, they are masters of metaphor. In fact, they use nothing but metaphor to communicate. The ordinary discursive use of subjects, verbs, and modifiers has been boiled off, and so they communicate solely through simple and evocative references to their cultural, literary, mythic, and religious history. And so, as it turns out, the phrase Shaka, when the walls fell, refers to a mythic hero named Shaka, who was defeated in battle when the walls of his ancient city fell. And so the mere mention of his name raises a cloud of failure, defeat, and misery. To communicate the idea of giving, the aliens mention a character from their history who was distinguished for his generous spirit, Timber, with open arms. It's kind of the equivalent of our trying to evoke romance by saying a phrase like Juliet on her balcony. It's like our trying to invoke valor by saying Achilles at Troy, or perhaps by invoking scandal by saying Kennedy off Chappaquiddick. You see, merely by dropping names, the aliens were able to communicate a full range of desire, intention, and emotion. But of course, until Captain Picard begins to understand the aliens' mythic, literary, and religious history, their language would remain gibberish. Now, this concept of purely imagistic and metaphorical communication is striking, especially for us Christians. After all, we too live off a vast heritage and history. In fact, for Christians, the very act of remembering can be sacramental. We are surrounded, Hebrews tells us, by a great cloud of witnesses. And so preaching ought to connect people to that past, to our sacred history as revealed in Scripture. Preaching makes present for us things like Isaac on the altar, Christ in Gethsemane. Preaching can burst the sacred yesterday onto our today, opening the past and making its treasures our treasures. God's truth is revealed to us in the stories of the past precisely because God was active then as well as now. Frederick Buechner has repeatedly observed that our own life stories are the realm of the sacred, and yet so often we fail to see it. Far too often we believe that nothing sacred happens in the ABCs of our everyday lives. And yet if, in ordinary life, we just take the time to pay attention, to listen, we may indeed discern the voice of God. Now, the fictional aliens on Star Trek reflect human belief that history's events and people are paradigmatic for us because many historical situations recur. And so too for Christians. Knowing the scriptural sacred story can heighten our awareness of the sacred story happening in our own lives right now. And yet, it may be precisely here that we seem to be losing ground. The scholar Alan Bloom once noted that, whereas at one time almost everyone had at least a rudimentary knowledge of the Bible, now practically no one has. And thus, to our culture, a Christian witness increasingly sounds like so much nonsensical gibberish. Increasingly, it seems that even believers do not read the Bible, and that, as a consequence, biblical knowledge seldom advances beyond Sunday school generalities and simplicities. For many people, that great cloud of witnesses has become altogether too cloudy, too dense and insubstantial. And so a chief task of contemporary preaching should be straightforward, nourishing biblical education. In this age of sound bites, people often look for something neat and tidy and quick, the residue of the pastor's reflections for those too busy to do any reflecting of their own. But if we truly wish to help our parishioners, perhaps one of the best things we can do is to reconnect them to the stories of Scripture through our sermons and through encouraging them to read Scripture on their own. A while back, a friend of mine suggested an experiment. When preaching through the Heidelberg Catechism, which some of us in the Reformed tradition still do, we could try to limit our text selection just to Old Testament narratives. And when he and I tried to do this, the effect was stunning. Parishioners who thought that doctrines in the Catechism were abstract suddenly saw them become enfleshed. And people also commented on how good it was to get back to those Bible stories. Because when they could see doctrinal truths going on in the lives of biblical characters, then the people in the congregation could begin to see such truths in their own lives, too. When we stop remembering, we cut ourselves off, both from God's activity in our lives and from the very language of the faith. But when we reconnect ourselves to the past, we opened ourselves to God's activity not only then, but also now, to the sacred history that is still unfolding toward God's bright future.